Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting third. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Billy Baldwin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Laron Lagro. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Craig Kuzik. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave McKay. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kuzik fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Roof and he is out, Carew applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell bunts towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. Bostock moves to second. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bostock moves to third. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bostock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Briggs moves to second. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kuzik scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyeven covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roof for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 0 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knox hits a line drive towards third. McKay catches it and throws to first to double up LaFleur. 2 outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Briggs strikes out. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lagro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Baldwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baldwin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lagro fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lagro. Braun moves to third. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 1 in the game. McKay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 2 to nothing, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roof moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roof moves to third. Bostock moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roof scores. Bostock moves to third. Terrell moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Twins. Dave Lemonchick now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to third for the out. Bostock scores. Carew moves to second. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 0 for 2 in the game. McKay hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Braun moves to third. McKay moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bostock hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes McKay trying to get to home. Baldwin throws the ball into Wackenfuss, who tags McKay, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Roof moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Baldwin hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Bill Campbell now pitching. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Carew steals second. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. 1 out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Braun takes first base on ball four. Cusick moves to second. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McKay is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 5, Twins, 5. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knox takes first base on ball four. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Knox moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Billy Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Baldwin bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie moves to second. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKay fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Carew takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs bunts towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliva is walked intentionally. Steve Bry pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a line drive into right field. Baldwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verizer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof bunts towards the mound. Lemonchick fields it and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to second. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McKay moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danford pinch hits for Steve Bry. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Twins 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Leon Roberts pinch hits for Billy Baldwin. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Leon Roberts now playing right field. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Braun hits a line drive into right field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McKay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKay is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McKay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lemonchik, and towards Verizer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roof strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.